100. Well, last weekend, Chicago's Bud Billiken Parade made national headlines because of the Grand Marshal, of course, Chance the Rapper. He gave away 30,000 backpacks to the school children of Chicago. The Billiken Parade draws thousands every year to celebrate the end of summer and encourage kids to get back to school. The back-to-school parade is one that goes beyond the Billiken, though. It's a Chicago tradition that's celebrated in a lot of different neighborhoods, including the Inglewood neighborhood. The Inglewood back-to-school parade is taking place this Saturday. It's the 50-50 year for the parade, and it'll feature the crowd favorites, the Jesse White Tumblers, the South Shore Drill Team, and many others. How important is it for the Inglewood community to have their own back-to-school parade, and how effective is a parade in getting kids excited and committed to the upcoming school year, especially now in 2017? In studio tonight, the parade co-chairs, Nicole Vaughn and Sandra Streeter. Sandra and Nicole, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk about this, because this is the 50-50 year for this parade. Yes. So why don't we get into a little bit of history? It's fascinating to read about back in 1963. The Honorable Willie Pittman. Yes. Tell us a little bit of how this parade started.
So Willie Pittman wanted to give the youth of Inglewood an alternative to gangs and negative influences within the community by forming the Central Inglewood Drum and Bugle Corps.
So it started not necessarily as a parade, but a bugle corps.
Yes. So it was like a small group on a couple of blocks on 65th and Green, to be exact. And they just went around the blocks, came back. And so he's like, get in the street. Next year, he moved them in the street. And, you know, then he put in his paperwork to do an Inglewood back-to-school parade. So there you have it.
And what is the goal of a back-to-school parade? Because I mentioned it's got tradition. It's all there. But, I mean, what is the sort of stated goal of a parade that's called a back-to-school parade?
Well, the goal is to encourage the youth of how important it is for them to get their education, mm-hmm. and then to get them a little excited as well, you know, because in the next couple of weeks they'll be going back to school. So it's a a day to give them like one last like hurrah before they go back to school.
Now there's also
to add to that, a community like Inglewood needs something like this, right? I mean, you hear about the violence.
Right.
And so we want to change the narrative. So sometimes we have to create our own story. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's amazing to me because reading about Willie Pittman, mm-hmm. you get the same sense that you get today that his need or his desire to start a parade mm-hmm. was built out of this negative culture, the gangs, drugs, things that were happening in Inglewood in 1963.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing to think about as people who are involved, the co-chairs, talk about the 50-50 year.
Right.
And a lot of those narratives you're fighting again today in 2017.
Exactly. Yes. So the reality is that back in 1962, some kids couldn't go to cross certain lines. So they couldn't go over to King Drive to the Bud Billiken Parade. So he wanted to give them an opportunity to, you know, take pride in their own community and get involved and learn an instrument, and do something different. So I thought that's great. And so for me, bringing the parade back in 2014 was very important because as a kid, I was in this parade. Mm-hmm. I'm a native of Inglewood.
It took some time. You're right. It took a couple years off, right?
Yeah. So I decided I was, you know, on a hunt to find those coordinators. And come to find out, you know, as a kid, I didn't care. But as you become an adult, you become conscious. And I'm like, where is this parade? You know, what happened to the parade? Where's the coordinators? Mm-hmm. And so I got with her and some other people like, we need to bring this parade back. Because I remember, again, as a kid walking down Halsted and so happy, you know, that pride, you know, of the community. So for me, not only that, in the history of parade, the 7th District Police Department talks about how there's no violence on that day. And it's very important. So that's something that stopped violence, bringing people together, should have never ended. So
why did it? I mean, was it just people just finding the right coordinators or people to put it together? Did it just kind of fall by the wayside?
Well, we're talking about 60 in the 60s. So the coordinators have gotten older, right? So they had to pass the torch. And, you know, when you have a little baby and something that you nourish, they didn't want it to pass the torch. So now that the torch has passed, we're going to groom others to come behind us to do
team
the same
effort,
thing.
Right.
Exactly.
In studio, Nicole Vaughn and Sandra Streeter. They are the parade co-chairs for the Inglewood Back to School Parade, which is this Saturday. It actually starts at 10:30 a.m. And it'll start at the corner of 56 and Halsted. All right. So let's talk. I mean, I kind of teased this out before the segment, just talking about, you know, is there a need for a back-to-school parade in 2017? Because the one thing we haven't talked about is that this also was an indicator that the summer was ending and it was time for school, not just for the kids, but for the parents to say, you know, it's important to get these kids ready to get into school, not to be truant. This is important. That, there are now other tools and technology to let people know that school, that the summer's over and school's beginning. So right. Talk about the idea of the need in 2017 for a parade like the Inglewood Back to School Parade.
Well, you get like the unity, the community coming out and, you know, unifying together.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just the opportunity to come to a safe space and have fun. Not only that, but get free food, find out what different organizations are in the community that they can take advantage of. And, you know, see also entertainment. You know, see other youth, you know, getting on stage, performing, and, you know, just giving them the possibility that, okay, well, that could be me next year. You know, let me break
out
of my
shell. So this is a big deal, okay?
Yeah.
Justice, so
yes,
we're not going to downplay our parade. This is a big deal here in
Very big.
And I believe that, again, I was talking about the violence earlier, and I believe when you feed people, break bread with people, it softens the heart, right? So people just want to be included at the end of the day,
yeah.
right? And so this is their way. This is their community. Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, we want them to take pride that we have a beautiful park. Ogden Park is a beautiful park where I'm the president, she's the vice president of that council. So we need to utilize our assets right there in the community. And
well,
it's a free parade.
I was going to say, I mean, does the message or the issues that surrounding a parade that started in 1963 that was not just about negative influences, but also about getting kids prepared for school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does it change in 2017? Does it become more about a unifier, about the idea that yes, the narratives are similar in the negative aspects, but this is really about celebrating the Inglewood community more than, say, getting the kids to go back to school?
I think it's a combination of all of them, right? We need to restore that sense of pride, that neighborly, bring officer friendly back, you know,
yes.
the police are out. So, you know, we want to create that community. I'm a homeowner there. I'm a lifelong resident. So I'm vested. So this to me is something that I look forward to every year. So I'm sure the kids are looking forward to it as well because they benefit. Right. So unlike other parades, you have to pay to get in those parades. This is a free parade. You know, so we go out and raise money to put this on. It's free food. The stage is for the kids. They perform. They're showcasing their talent. So this is all a day about them. So we don't have any vendors selling anything because it's a free day. So this is a day. So they are looking forward. They are excited about that. And you have to also understand, you know, some of the economic situation, you know. So this is a big help for parents to send their kids back to school. Mm-hmm. And so this year, you know, we have different sponsors who came aboard to make this day happen. So we give out over 1,000 book bags every year. Our goal this year was to give out 2,000. We'll see what happens. And so, especially food, you know, you feed people. They're having fun. We have the kids on, the big jumpies. So it's a big thing.
I'll ask the question. I mean, you know, I had Hal Baskin, the longtime legendary activist down in Inglewood on the show last week or the week before.
We grew up on, I grew up on the same block as his mom. Well, he's actually.
I mean, he talked about, you know, really trying to push back on a stereotype that Chicago media and also Chicagoans have, where the neighborhood of Inglewood is a very popular and well-known neighborhood. But maybe to a lot of people who watch the news or read the newspaper or whatever, it has a negative stereotype to it.
That's
this
right.
idea that this is where all violence happens in this neighborhood.
Right.
It don't more than any other neighborhood in Chicago. And I'll ask you the same questions I ask Hal. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that Inglewood has become almost a placeholder for all of Chicago, even the country now, to say that, you know, Chicago is a violence problem in Inglewood?
Well, I think violence is happening all over the city, clearly, right? So I just think that some affluent communities is just not being broadcast, right? It's not being publicized or what's going on. It's not to say that it's not there. It's just not on the news. And you have to wonder, I wonder why, you know, maybe it's by design, right? That we are looked upon. Because I'm not scared. When I'm in Inglewood, I can walk anywhere. And I'm not scared to be in that community. So when people from the outside, they're like, you live in Inglewood? Yes. You come to my block, you'd think I live in the suburbs. My kids call it Ingle Hills. So I am very proud to be from that community. My kids go to two of the top schools in that community, so I'm vested. I'm there. I'm not afraid. And so the media is going to be the media, you know. But, again, things like this, the Inglewood Back to School Parade, we are our organization called We Are Inglewood, would change the narrative. So we're here to change that narrative because it's good in Inglewood.
Yeah, and, you know, Justin, a lot of times labels are put on people and communities, but the thing is the label true? And we are, you know, proof that it's
right.
We never have violence. So we have over 3,000 people gather at the finale of this parade, and there's never been a fight, shooting, or an incident. So that tells you something, that people can come together, right?
Right.
So, again, I think that the economic situation, you know, the violence, it's a bigger picture. The violence is coming from no economics. We need more economic development. We need, you know, our own, let us own our own stores in our community, you know, be the drivers of our own community. And so I think that's where the violence come in. Because, you know, if you can't feed your family, you know, it spills over to violence sometimes. And that's in all communities. It's just that they showcase our community more than others.
Well, this weekend, the showcase will be the 55th annual Inglewood Back to School Parade, which will be Saturday. It'll start, the assemble time is actually at 10:30 is when it starts.
The kickoff. Yes.
The kickoff. And the parade route will start at 57th and Halstead and go through all the way to Ogden Park, or end at Ogden Park, right?
So yes. We begin at 57th and Halstead, south on Halstead to 67th and Halstead, and west on Marquette Road into Ogden Park.
There you go.
That's right.
In studio tonight, Nicole Vaughn, Sandra Streeter, the co-chairs of the Inglewood Back to School Parade, the 55th.
They still have time to get involved.
And you still have time to get involved.
That's right.
There you go. Nicole and Sandra, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.